Coastline, my eyes, they were fixed. As a tide rolled in, I tell you, my feelings, they were mixed. The sea stretched out before me with fathoms of blue. Of the journey that awaited, it offered not a clue. My body trembled so, and my resolution failed. My palms were cold and wet, and my lips began to pale. Should I really make this journey, or stay here on the coast? I considered once again what it was that I wanted most. I lifted my hand above my brow and looked out once again. Scanning the horizon, I tried to see the end. I stood there in the cold wind, it was so very stark. And I pondered deeply this journey on which I wouldn't bark.
Should I really make this journey or stay here on the coast? I considered once again what it was that I wanted most.
Dropped my hands down to my sides and stood there by the water. Thoughts raced through my head of the things I owned and all my sons and daughters. This journey I must make alone, I must leave them all behind. And in the end I wasn't even sure what it was that I would find. What I needed was a ship to take me across the waves. I also needed courage, but I knew that I wasn't brave. My determination seemed so weak as I stood there all alone. But I knew this land that I was in was surely not my home. Something from deep within me, what it was I couldn't say, assured me that my real home, across the ocean, it did lay. I knew I did not belong here, of this I was very sure. Yet I was not certain I wanted to leave, as I stood there on the shore.
Should I really make this journey, or stay here on the coast? I can see once again, what it was that I wanted more.
Decision haunted me, but my time was running out. The sea was full of whirlpools and my head was full of doubt. If I found a ship to take me, who was there that could sail it? I didn't know if I'd get another chance and I didn't want to fail it. A ship is what I needed, for the journey was so long. A worthy ship with sails and mainmasts that were very strong. And the captain himself knew the way he could take me on this trip. He knew his way to the reach of the world, was how to guide his ship. Wonder what to do with my feet upon the shore. A man approached and looked at me. He said his name was Noah. He said, I've got this ship, and I think it's just what you need. And I've made this trip before, so I can make it with some speed. I've seen the people there that inhabit that domain. And I can tell from your features that you are just the same. So I boarded the ship with him, and the journey has begun. Some days the storms can rage, and some days there is sun. But it really knows the ship, and it really knows the sea. And in the middle of the tempest, I feel tranquility. This journey still continues, but that distant shore is near. When there is a captain like Noah, there is very little fear. The fear there is, it comes comes from me, it never comes from him. He tells me the ship will never sink, and he says it with a grin.